On March 2nd, I found out I have cancer. I was 23 and on my own in San Francisco, working at the Chronicle as part of a 2-year fellowship.
Barely more than 3 months ago, Alicia Rose Parlette was a copy editor at the San Francisco Chronicle newspaper, where she had dreamed of working since she was a child. Then she learned she has a rare, difficult-to-treat form of cancer called alveolar soft part sarcoma. Her mother had died 3 years earlier from a different cancer. A cousin was another victim. In a blur of medical appointments and moments of despair, Alicia began writing emails to friends and coworkers.
Rosie, Robert Rosenthal, the managing editor of the Chronicle, read one of them and called me into his office and let me know that he supported me through the cancer period, but also that he thought I could write.
And she could write. Yesterday, the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle carried part one of Alicia's story, a series that will run all week. In it, Alicia is trying to balance what has happened, the terror and the beauty. Here she is reading a small part of what she's written for the Chronicle.
I am still in awe of the way life's puzzles fall into place. I think this is because, right now, God is giving me a bigger look at how the jigsaw is mapped out. Not much bigger, but big enough for me to see that even tragedies are linked with blessings, and that among my many blessings is the chance to write my story. Right at the time when my world is upended, and right at the time when I'm aching to be more creative, to find an outlet, to finally write.
Last week, we traveled to San Francisco to meet and talk with writer Alicia Rose Parlette. We spent time with her in a local park. We rode the cable car down to the newspaper office. And we'll share that conversation and Alicia's story tomorrow on Day to Day.